The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 4 and 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 10th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. Here in this army there are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna. There are also great fighters, like Yuyudhana, Virata, and Drupada.
So, all these heroes are mentioned, not only in this verse, in several other verses also. Now people may ask that by mentioning this great fighter, what spiritual progress he made. Because we are meant for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So by chanting the names of these great fighters, what we gain? The question may be raised there. But the thing is that Nidbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Whenever there is connection with Krishna, that also becomes Krishna. This is a subtle form of philosophical understanding. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. If there is relationship with Krishna, therefore the Sahajiyas, they do not read Bhagavad Gita. They say, we have nothing to do with Bhagavad Gita. They jump over to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Krishna's Ras Lila. As if Krishna is connected with Ras Lila, not with this Lila. They make distinction. Krishna's this fighting Lila, pastimes, and the Ras Lila, pastimes, they are all the same. Because Krishna is the center. Krishna being center, whatever in connection with Krishna is there, that becomes also Krishna. This is the idea. Anasaktasya viṣayāṁ yatāraṁ upajñjataḥ nidbandha Krishna sambandhi yukta vairāgyam ucchyate. This is the instruction of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī in his Bhakti Rasāmṛta Sindhu. Just like we, in propagating Krishna consciousness, we have to deal with many or persons who are not Krishna conscious, outsiders. We have to deal with them. But when you go to an outsider or when you deal with money, there is relationship with Krishna. Krishna sambandha. So, Rupa Goswami has the distinguished. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubi parityaga phalgu vairaga kathate. Prapanchik means material. So, prapanchika taya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got connection with Krishna. Because ultimately everything is Krishna's energy. The material world is also manifestation of Krishna's energy. Bhumi rapa analobal. You'll find. Material world means these five elements. Gross and subtle. Earth, water, air, fire, sky. These are gross. And mind, intelligence and ego. These are subtle. These elements, material elements, Krishna says, Vinna me prakriti astadha. These material elements, they are separated, but they are my energy. They are my energy. The same example, just like cloud, cloud is created by the sun. It is sun's energy which creates the cloud. You know, by temperature, the sea water is evaporated, forms into gas. That is cloud. So, cloud is created by the energy of the sun. But when there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Sun is covered. Similarly, material energy is Krishna's energy. But when you become covered by this material energy, you do not see Krishna. This is the position. So, we have to use our intelligence. That is described by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. Prāpañcika taya buddhyā hari sambandhi vastuna mumukṣubhi parityāga. Mumukṣu, especially the Mayavadis, who are after liberation, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, mumukṣa, moksha. They, Mayavad, they say everything is maya. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is false. Only Brahma is reality. But we say that why the Jagat, the world should be false if it is coming from the reality? We do not agree with that. We do not accept that this world is false. No. We can say it is temporary manifestation. But it is not false. Why it is false? Because we are living in this house. If somebody, some rascal says, it is false. Why false? You are utilizing this house. You are utilizing this microphone. You are utilizing the dictaphone. Why it is false? There is sambandha. There is relationship with Krishna. Anything material made of earth, water, fire, air, they are Krishna's energies. Therefore, there is direct relationship with Krishna. And if Krishna is reality, why his energy should be false? No. We must know how to utilize it. Similarly, in this battlefield, Krishna is there. And all the living entities, some of them are soldiers, some of them are commander-in-chief, some of them this, that. All the chariots on the ground, everything Krishna's energy. So if we remember that everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy, there is no question of materialism. It's all spiritual. So, Nidmanda Krishna Sambandhi. So we have to use them for Krishna. Here, all of them have gathered. This is another Krishna's energy. Krishna appears, Puritrana Sadhuna, Vinasayatu Duskritam. He wanted to kill all the demons. That is another side of his business. As one side, Puritrana Sadhuna, to give protection to the devotees. The other side is to vanquish all the demons. Just like if you want to grow paddy on the field, then first of all you have to destroy all the unwanted weeds. Then you grow the seeds, it will come out nicely. So these two things are required, destruction and construction. Both the things are Krishna's activities, are different energies. So you cannot accept one thing, giving up the other side. We have to understand that both sides, they are working as different manifestation of Krishna's energy. Parasa Shakti Vivida Iva Sriyati, in the Vedas it is said, that the Absolute has got multi-energies. So one energy is working in one way, another energy is working another way. Parasa Shakti Vivida Iva Sriyati Svabhaviki Jnana Balakriyaja. Just like here also, when we do something, we require varieties of energies to make that thing perfect. So everything, Krishna, this material world, spiritual world, everything is working in order under different energies. So these, as the warrior's name mentioning, we should not neglect. Krishna wanted to gather all the demonic power in that battlefield of Kurukshetra and kill. That was his plan. So there is a plan of Krishna. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. We should not be attached to things as they are. But we should try to understand that there is relationship with Krishna. And as soon as there is relationship with Krishna, we shall properly utilize it. That is Krishna consciousness. As soon as we understand that there is relationship with Krishna, Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe, everything can be utilized for Krishna. Krishna is not a stereotyped stagnant block. Krishna is a dynamic force. Therefore, everything can be dovetailed in the service of Krishna. Simply one should learn the art under proper guidance, how to utilize it. Then that will be perfect form of Krishna consciousness. The next verse.
Translation. There are also great heroic, powerful fighters like Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya.
Practically, in the battle of Kurukshetra, great personalities, warriors from all parts of the world, they came and joined. Some of them joined with this party and others joined with the other party. So far we have studied just like Shaibya. He belonged to Syria. So all these personalities, we did not give their full description. It would enhance the pages. But these big personalities, we have got their information. There is a book, The Personalities of Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata means Greater India. Maha means greater. And Bharat means India. So, this whole planet was Bharatvarsha. There was only one flag. The whole planet was being ruled by one king. That is the king of this Hastinapur. The fight is that who would be the king, Maharaj Yudhishthira or Duryodhana. But a king, it is not a democracy, it is monarchy. So Krishna is deciding. No, Duryodhana is unfit. Maharaj Yudhishthira is fit. This is Krishna's desire. Therefore this fight is there. Kurukshetra, Krishna wanted to wipe out all unwanted demons from the face of the world and enthrone Maharaj Yudhishthira, because he is the exact representative of Krishna. So monarchy or dictatorship is welcome. Now the communists, they want dictatorship. That is welcome, provided that particular dictator is trained like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Not that simply by votes of some rascal population one becomes dictator, see. Another rascal comes. Another big rascal comes. Just like in the communist country, the Stalin was their dictator. And in the historical record, it is said that he is the greatest criminal in the history of the world. Greatest criminal. Should not tolerate anyone going against. As soon as he finds that this man is going against him, immediately call him. Now here is poison and here is resignation. Killing. You take poison or I shall kill you. This was his policy. In this way he killed so many enemies. He did not only kill the Tsar family. So his business was killing. Not that kind of dictatorship wanted. Dictatorship wanted that by his direction the citizens will be so happy that even they will not have any anxiety. Adhayo badhay. We have read the other day in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are three kinds of miserable condition of life. Bhutatma hetava. The cause, they are caused by three principles. Adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidai. Daiva bhutatma hetava. These are all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Daiva means controlled by the higher demigods. Just like famine or earthquake, this is not under your control. At any time, the earthquake, there may be famine, there may be pestilence, there may be natural disturbance, flood. This is called daiva, controlled by higher demigods. Just like Indra wanted to overthrow Vrindavan, being angry upon the residence of the Krishna said, Giridhari. He became Giridhari. So these disturbances there, adhyatmik, adhibhautik. But the king king or the dictator should be so perfect and he'll guide the citizen in such a way that they will not feel all these disturbances. That kind of dictatorship we want. He'll direct in such a way that even these natural adhyatmic adhibhauti, adhibhauti means you are envious of me, I am envious of you. So there is always cold war, a struggle. This should be stopped. There should not be unnatural heat or unnatural cold, excessive heat. People will feel in all respects happy. If that condition can be brought in, like Maharaj Yudhishthira, or his forefathers, or even his grandson. After Maharaj Yudhishthira, there was no kingdom of Maharaj, of the son of Yudhishthira and Arjuna. All died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only one grandson was in the womb of his mother, posthumous child. He was saved only. So up to that point, Maharaj Parikshit, the whole planet was very nicely governed by dictators. So we can bring in such dictatorship, provided that dictator is perfectly Krishna conscious. Under his guidance, everything, because he knows how to conduct kingdom, how to make everyone happy, nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe. So, here is another least top fighter, but the real purpose of this battlefield is to bring all the fighters, big fighters of the world together. And under Krishna's guidance, they would be all killed. Nimitta mātra bhava sampasāt. When Arjuna was declining to fight, Krishna ultimately said, "My dear Arjuna, you fight or not fight, it doesn't matter. These people are not going back home. It is already settled up. You simply become, take the credit that you have fought and killed. It is all, they are already killed. Because that is my plan. Nimitta mātra bhava sampasāt. They are already killed." So, this battlefield, because Krishna wanted to kill them, and the result was, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, they all attained Sarupa. Anyone who was killed, who died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the presence of Krishna, they all attained their original constitutional position, spiritual form. They all went back to home, back to God. Everyone. Therefore, Krishna is absolute, either he is killing or he is protecting, it is all the same. So don't think that Krishna is killing. No. If anyone is killed by Krishna, he immediately gets liberation. The liberation for which great, great saintly persons, sages, they undergo severe austerities for life after life. Simply by being killed, he gets that. So, by becoming Krishna's enemy, one gets this benefit. Just think about if you become Krishna's friend, what is the benefit? That is Krishna consciousness. The Mahavadis, they are after liberation. So, this liberation is granted even to the enemies of Krishna. They are also enemies. The Mahavadis, they are also enemies. Krishna aparadi. They are offended to Krishna because they do not accept the form of Krishna. Therefore, they are offended. Everything studied in relationship with Krishna, that is perfect knowledge and that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So it is not that like Sahajyar, that we are interested in Krishna's raso dance, not in this fighting, the battle fields of Kurukshetra. This is Sahajyar. This is not wanted. Thank you very much.
Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 6 and 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: there are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamoja, the son of Subhadra, and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters. O best of the Brahmanas, for your information, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force.
So, formerly, 5,000 years ago, the same system, military, ordinary soldiers, then the captain, then the commander-in-chief, as there are gradations in the modern age, the same thing was there. But Maharatha, they have good qualification. Maharatha means alone he could fight with many other charioteers. They are called Atiratha, Maharatha. There are different grades of fighters. So far, Pandavas are concerned, their son, Subhadra. Subhadra means Abhimanyu. Subhadra's son. Because he was Subhadra's son, his name was Souvadra. Draupadi's son, they are called Draupadiya. In Sanskrit, just like Bhagini, sister, Bhagini. Her son is called Bhagineya. Nephews. So, there is link. As soon as we speak Souvadra, that means Subhadra's son. Subhadra's son, he was only 16 years old at that time. He was married with Uttara, the daughter of Maharaj Virat. So, they are all Maharathas, ordinary, not ordinary fighters. This Abhimanyu was killed by conspiracy by same commander-in-chief. Bhishma, Karna, Dronacharya, Asatthama, they all surrounded him. And they did not allow him to come out. They are very experienced commanders. So this is Kshatriya spirit. You are simply a boy, 16 years old, and he had to be killed by the combined efforts of very, very big commander-in-chief. He was so great fighter, Abhimanyu. So, Subhadra, Draupadi, similarly, Draupadi's sons, also there, Sarvaiva Maharatha. Maharatha means one who could fight with 1,000 chariots on the other side. They are called Maharatha. Then, Duryodhana, first of all, he pointed out the military strength of the opposite side. This is intelligence. One should take calculation of the opposing elements or the enemy side. In fighting, the first thing is to take estimation of the enemy side. how much they are strong, how they have arranged. Then one should calculate how to counteract, how to fight with them. This is intelligence. Without taking any calculation of the other side, if you are not prepared, then how you can become victorious? This is sane proposal. That is, upayam chintayet pragya, apayam se chintayet. A pragya, an intelligent man, not only think of the bright side, on this business or this fight or this, and so many things we have to deal with. Simply, we should not calculate the brighter side. There is darker side. We should always think, if there is some thief, if there is some rogue, they cheat us, then what precaution I am going to take? And this is intelligence. If I simply calculate that in this business I make so much profit, in the meantime somebody comes and cheats me and goes, then therefore, upayam chintayet pragya, apayam cha chintayet. Darker side also should be thought. That is intelligence. Just like that way. After calculating the darker side, enemy means darker side. They can defeat me at any moment. That is darker side. So after calculating their strength, then Duryodhana is speaking about his own strength. Asmakam tu visishtyaji. Visishta. Not to speak of the ordinary soldier, but then visishta. Visishta means to have specifically to be mentioned. High officers. Asmakam tu visishtyaji. Tamini bodho dijuttam. He was in commander in chief. For 18 days there was fight, and one after another a commander chief was killed. And 64 crores of men were killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And the battle was finished within 18 days, not lingering for some years. No. Fight to the best capacity and finish the business. So everyone, both the sides, Pandava side and Kaurava side, all were killed. Visobhadra, Draupadiya, everyone was killed. And the other side also. Only the five brothers, they remained, and the one grandchild who was in the womb of the mother, he remained. Otherwise, everyone is finished. Within 18 days. Such a great fight it was. And people from all parts of the world, they joined the battle of Kurukshetra. Somebody was criticizing me. Hey, Swamiji, you are introducing this Hare Krishna movement. People are becoming cowards. They simply chant Hare Krishna. So I replied that you will see the power of Hare Krishna movement in due course of time. It required, because there are two battles in India. The battle between Ravan and Ram. Ram-Ravan. The battle of Rama. And another battle was battle of Kurukshetra. And in these two battles, the hero was Vaishnava and Vishnu. In the Ram-Ravan battle, Lord Ramchandra was there and his devotee Hanuman, Vajrangaji. Similarly, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was there and his devotee Arjuna was there. So, Vaishnavas, they do not simply chant Hare Krishna. If there is need, they can fight under the guidance of Vishnu and become victorious. Vaishnavas, one qualification is, out of 26 qualifications, one qualification is Dokkha, expert. If there is need of fighting, they can fight, like very expert. That is also needed. Krishna consciousness does not mean one-sided. Krishna is all-pervading. The Krishna consciousness movement also should be all-pervading. It should touch everything, even politics, sociology, everything, if required. That is it. Because Krishna's mission is yada yada hi dharma sagnani bhavati bharata paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. There is two missions. Not only to give protection to the devotees, but also to kill the demons. That is one side. So the devotees of Krishna should be trained up both ways. Not only to give protection to the devotees, to give them encouragement, but if need be, they should be prepared to kill the demons. That is Vaishnavism. It is not cowardism. When need be. Generally, a Vaishnava is not violent. Just like Arjuna. In the beginning, he was non-violent, Vaishnava. He said, Krishna, what is the use of this fight? Let them enter. So, by nature, he was non-violent. But he was induced by Krishna to become violent. Then your non-violence will not help. You become violent. You kill them. I want. So, if Krishna wants, we shall be prepared to become violent also. And Krishna, that is open secret. That paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Two business of Krishna, two sides. So, those who are devotees of Krishna, they should be trained up both ways. They should be prepared. But generally, there is no question of becoming violent. Unnecessary. As the modern politicians, unnecessarily they declare war. A Vaishnava does not do so. No. Unnecessarily. There is no need of war. When it was completely impossible to settle up the things between the Pandavas and the Kauravas, then Krishna said, all right, then there must be fight. When Duryodhana declined to spare even a portion of land holding the Suchagra, the point of a needle, he refused that I cannot spare in so much land which can hold the point of a needle. Then the war was declared. There is no question of settlement. Otherwise, Krishna requested that these five Pandavas, they are Kshatriyas. They cannot become merchant or Brahmana. Brahmana's profession is patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dan, pratigya. Brahman can take charity from others. A sannyasi can take charity from others. Not a kshatriya or grihastha. No. That is not allowed. So, they are kshatriyas. They cannot take the profession of a Brahmana. Neither they can take the profession of a mercantile man, businessman. They must have some land so that rule over, take taxation, and that is their living means. So, spared only 5 villages to these 5 brothers and settled up. Duryodhana replied, no, sir. What do you speak of 5 villages? We cannot spare even so much land which can hold the point of need. Then the war went. The Vaishnava, they are non-violent. But if need be, they can become violent, what Krishna said. This is the battle of Kurukshetra. So, anyone? Or end here.